This is the Tiger 102.75.
In the wake of Monday's slip-sliding jumbo that ended up in the grass verge after skidding off the main runway at Sewanapum, it's been revealed that the wayward Thai Airways 747-400 delayed 448 arriving or departing flights. The plane ended up with some of its wheels submerged in the soft grass. The Transport Minister says the Western Runway ended up out of service from 12:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. after the Thai Airways international flight from Guangzhou in southern China skidded off the runway and its left side wheels got stuck. It was raining heavily at the time. The delayed flights included 179 incoming flights, which were forced to stay airborne for some time before they could finally land, and another 264 flights departing from the airport. Five flights were diverted to secondary airports. At this stage, no official word from Thai Airways about how the plane ended up off the runway. Capital punishment is for authoritarian countries and not democracies, delegates from the European Union stressed yesterday as they urged Thailand to abandon prisoner execution. The European Union in Thailand held a panel discussion on the topic, the global trend towards abolishing the death penalty implications for Thailand. The discussion aimed to underline the ethical problems surrounding capital punishment, along with its inefficiency in preventing violent crimes and ensuring justice. One of the keynote speakers, Spain's ambassador to Thailand, says that throughout the world, two-thirds of the global community had already abolished capital punishment because it not only infringes on the most fundamental principles of human rights, but it's also ineffective at preventing crime. And yesterday, two local 14-year-olds did the right thing and returned a small bag to police after they found it at Khao Kad, an Ao Yon viewpoint in Whitchit. The two boys are studying at the Phuket Wattayalai School. Police say the boys told them they found the small bag on a chair. Inside there was a passport for a 38-year-old Chinese gentleman. There was 100 yuan Chinese banknotes, 6,000 Thai baht, Chinese ID cards, and two Phuket International Airport departure cards. Good heavens, don't lose those. The police were able to track down the Chinese man, reunite him with his belongings, and a nice photo with him and the 14-year-olds. Well done to the Phuket Wattayalai School for teaching their students to do the right thing. A pedestrian was killed yesterday morning in Thepkasathri Road, Talang. Emergency responders found the body parts scattered all over the road. A trolley carrying garbage was found nearby. Talang police reported that a black Mercedes-Benz with a Phuket registration plate was at the side of the road in the northbound lane opposite the PTT station. The 33-year-old driver was taken to Bangkok Phuket Hospital. A PTT station employee told police he saw the Thai man collecting bottles and metal for his trolley. He was crossing the road when the car hit him, dragging the body about 40 metres. Police have taken blood samples from the driver. The Future Forward Party, which has raised nearly 20 million baht in funds in just 1 week, has been warned by the Election Commission about receiving donations as the act is still prohibited by the NCPO. The Deputy Election Commission Secretary General says the party's been newly formed, so it may not be aware of the order. Though the military regime has lately eased some of its restrictions allowing parties to convene and recruit new members, a ban on donations remains. The NCPO only allows parties to receive handouts from party executives of a sufficient amount to cover necessary expenses, according to the Election Commission. The election watchdog earlier sent letters to parties warning about donation issues. The spokesperson said Future Forward was newly set up and perhaps did not receive the letter. The recipient of the 2018 Asia Game Changer Award, Payao Governor Norongsak Osatanakon, says he hopes that the rescue of the 12 young footballers and their assistant coach from the Tamluang Caves would lead to more people doing good deeds in the future. At the awards, he said the mission was conducted without regard for race or nationality and it united humanity as a whole. He said, "I wish the entire incident inspires everyone to start living for others around the world." He was accompanied by the Mupa assistant coach Ekapon Chantawong and player Adun Samon, who also showed their appreciation to everyone involved in the rescue.